all Bruce Haig wanted was a Canada Day hat, so he went to the local dollar store in Lethbridge. What he got instead was a shock when he saw a flag on display, half Canadian, half American. Bruce Haig joins us from Lethbridge. Hello there, Mr. Haig.
Hello.
Well, what did you think when you saw that hybrid Canada-America flag?
Well, I was in shock, I think, for the first little while. I just wandered around the store and wondered, I'd sure like to have that to show my wife what's going on here, but I couldn't bear to do it. So I just left the store, and then the next morning, or that evening, I thought about it and thought, well, I have a huge website on mostly heritage stuff, and I would sort of like to find out whether other people felt the same way I did. So I went back the next morning and purchased the flag and set it up on the website.
Well, describe it to us.
Well, it's got the stars in the upper left-hand corner and the stripes of the American flag, and then halfway across it has the maple leaf, and the right side of the flag is the Canadian flag, so it's half and half.
And why did you get so upset when you saw this?
You know, I don't know. I just did. I think it's an emotional thing. It has a lot of connotations to, you know, people have all kinds of connotations about their flags, and I just became very emotional when I saw it and thought, that's not right. You know, where am I? This type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And now that you've posted the information and the picture on your website, what kind of reaction are you getting from people?
Well, so far I haven't had any reaction because nobody knows about it. But I was hoping that people would find out about it and post their reaction on it. So,
do you have any idea where it came from?
Well, it came from China because it has a nice big tag on it, made in China. That's the only other thing other than the stick and the little fancy top on the flagpole.
And did you talk to the folks at the dollar store about about this flag and why it bothered you so much?
No, I contacted the local newspaper to get their reaction, and they were horrified, and they sent a reporter over to talk to them.
Is it, you know, because some people might suggest, well, you know, this is a kind of a brotherly love gesture, trying to put two countries together in
right.
This way.
Well, I have no problems with the little badges that have the two flags flying beside each other or crosswise, you know. But you don't mutilate a flag. You can put two different flags up together, but don't change them.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt you will be getting some reaction now that people know about your website. What is it?
It's www.ourheritage, O-U-R-heritage, all one word, .net. And that takes you to the main page, and then you just, there's a thing called What's New, and you click on What's New, and it'll give you the different items, and that's the top item at the present time.
Well, Mr. Haig, did you ever get that Canada Day hat?
I did, over at Canadian Tire.
Okay, well, you have a great Canada Day.
Thanks, same to you, Donna.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Bruce Haig from Lethbridge, and we have been told that the display with the split flag has been removed.